Most very successful digital organizations, like Amazon, Google, Spotify, Airbnb, Apple, LinkedIn, etc., are known for great products. It seems that these companies have found the golden secret to creating wonderful digital products. Within this context, we often hear buzzwords like culture, innovation, strategy, customer centricity, and so on. And of course, all these factors play a vital role in a company's success. But you will also find that these organizations follow clear processes and methodologies governing how they develop their products. Over the last few decades, it seems that Agile has been the in thing, but let's be honest, although there are various well-defined processes, such as Scrum, Kanban, or even frameworks adapted to corporate requirements, like SAFe or LESS, none of the named companies have strictly implemented a methodology following the rules as written in some great articles or books. I have even seen some major failures as a result of implementing a complex framework like SAFe exactly as defined. The key to success seems to be to draw some ideas from the well-defined approaches, exchange with peers, experiment as much as possible, and optimize or adapt to your specific needs. Whether you are a large corporation or a small startup, you need to find your own way. On the other hand, I have also noticed that it seems to be easier to come up with your own product development method if you are a small company. The reasons are pretty obvious, since operating on a large scale is much harder. If you run only one team, or a very small number of teams developing a product, this saves you from the biggest problem I have experienced over the last few years: dependency management. It's certainly an art to divide a product into relevant pieces to allow teams to work on their vertical without too many dependencies on other teams. And forget about the dream of having no dependencies at all. The bigger the organization, the harder it is to reduce the dependencies to a minimum. Organizational design seems to be important, and Lewis is tackling this issue based on his experiences with various companies. Our paths crossed in some of these organizations, from small companies up to multi-billion dollar global businesses, and I can confirm that the described methods worked for us very nicely. But organizational design is still only one side of the coin to fight dependencies. Ultimately, it still comes down to processes if we are to handle dependencies in an efficient way. Probably the most popular process approach is Objectives and Key Results, OKR, and this is widely used by many companies, the most notable of which being Google. The methodology itself is simple and powerful, but its introduction, particularly at a large scale, is a challenge. OKR provides a wonderful way to create transparency in the overall organization and stay focused. However, OKR will only be successful if you manage to change the organization from an output-driven to an outcome-driven approach. This requires the organization to think in terms of metrics. There can be no product without measurable metrics, ambitiously defined via key results and continuously improved and measured by a reliable deployment process. Another important aspect to fight dependencies is communication. Lewis describes various techniques to improve communication and transparency in the overall organization, whether that's cross-functional tribes for knowledge sharing or alignment meetings, which are time-consuming but, believe me, an excellent investment. One of my favorite tools is the Organizational Impediment Board. This is an easy-to-implement, company-wide open Kanban board, where everyone is able to present any impediments, ideally with some hypotheses on how to solve the issue. This drives communication, transparency, and ownership nicely.